This is an Anna and Raven sporting event.
It is gone! The grand slam!
It's the World Series of Baby Names. Star 99.9.
That's right. We have somehow decided that you're going to name my baby's middle name.
I mean, why not? This is radio. We got rid of integrity a long time ago.
Sure.
All in the name of a program.
Yep. So my daughter has already picked the first name. I know that it's hard to pick a middle name without knowing the first name, but we're hesitant to say it on the air just yet because in case we change our mind last minute.
You reserve the right. You're mom and pop. All right. This is your product you're pumping out of the kitchen. You can do whatever you want with this.
All right. So yesterday we narrowed it down to the final eight. We're going to have basically a vote every single day till we narrow it down to the final two, and then it'll depend.
We're trusting you to use your brains, people.
And today we're going to start with the Italian battle.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Angela, classic Italian. It'll be great as a middle initial, no matter what the first initial is. It means angel-like, and everybody knows how to spell it. Angel with an A.
Now, before we get to the second name suggestion, would you like to tell people why you like Angela?
I liked Angela in this nomination because, my cousin, who since birth, and my best friend, his name is Angela.
Mm-hmm.
She has four children under the age of nine and probably one of the best moms I've ever met in my entire life. And, I love her to death. So Angela is a beautiful name.
Okay, good answer. Good answer there. All right, let's hear our second Italian name suggestion.
Josephine. It's classic. It's never been overused. And you can't make fun of it.
I love it when everybody says the favorite name that they have. The answer is always, it's classic first. That's the first thing that people state. It's a classic choice.
I do like the name Josephine. My aunt's name is Josephine. Mm-hmm. But the problem I have with Josephine is that when my brother was little, we used to dress him up as a girl and call him Josephina Lady.
Right.
And I feel like every time I say it, all I picture is, terrorizing my brother as a child and calling him Josephina Lady.
I mean, let's cut to the realness, too, is that we also both suspected when you hear Josephine of a mustache.
Well, right.
I mean, it's true.
But
I mean, it's true. It was said.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying is it was said and it was out there. But we did like the fact that you can call a girl Joey.
Right. We think that's cute.
Right. Yep. We think that is awesome.
All right.
I was a big Katie Holmes fan in Dawson's Creek years. She never had a mustache.
All right. We're going to give Christian the first vote. Angela or Josephine? Who do you think should make it to the next round?
I'm going with Angela.
All right, Raven, what do you think?
I mean, after that endorsement, I got to go with Angela.
I've met
your cousin. So, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to go against that,
It's true.
But right. I do love the name Joey. I'm putting that out there.
I do like Joey, too.
Okay.
Joey's
right,
pretty.
That's two for Angela, but 1-800-330-9999. You're going to decide which name will move forward now in the World Series of Baby Names bracket.
We're
going
to take as many votes as we can in the next 3 minutes, and then we'll see who makes it to the next round. Call us now, Angela or Josephine.
So exciting.
All right, it's the World Series of Middle Baby Names. We're trying to figure out a middle name for my baby. We have narrowed it down to the final eight. Right now, we have in the first category, the Italian category, we have Angela versus Josephine, where you took your votes, 1-800-330-9999, which is going to be Angela or Josephine?
I like Josephine.
All right, thank you. Anna and Raven, Angela or Josephine, round one?
Angela.
Is it going to be Joey or Angie?
Angela.
All right. Thank you, sir. Angela or Joey?
Hi. I think you should take Angela out.
Okay. We
thank
got
you.
It.
Hey, Anna and Raven, World Series of Baby Names. What do you think? Angela or Josephine?
Definitely Angela. If you name the baby Josephine, she'll hate you.
I thought she was going to say she'll have a mustache. I thought she was going to say.
No. She'll hate you.
She'll hate you.
Anna and Raven, World Series of Baby Names. Angela or Josephine?
I like Joey. Josephine. Joey for sure. Because your daughter has a unique name, Hayden. It's an adorable name. And I like the nickname Joey for Josephine because, your name is who you are your whole life. And, I just think Hayden's adorable and it's unique. And I think Josephine, but the nickname and call her Joey. Is really cute.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your extremely long answer to a yes or no question. Thank you.
Hi, Hannah Raven. Is it Angela or Josephine?
Angela.
She could have kept going.
I mean, really, for a long time.
People love to talk about babies, man. We could have kept that going for a half hour. All right, so were the final tally?
So that was as many votes as we could get in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Angela had 10 votes.
Yep.
And Josephine had 9 votes. That was close, right?
Wow. I mean, you were getting those off the side phone then, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So I had a whole bunch of, people calling. And yep. So Angela is going to move on to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next, we're moving on to the inspirational bracket.
I like that.
Grace versus Faith.
Get ready for your votes coming up in a minute. We'll have the positions in just a moment.
This is an Anna and Raven sporting event.
It is gone, a grand slam.
It's the World Series of Baby Names, Star 99.9.
That's right. We're continuing on. Yesterday, we picked the final eight contenders for my baby daughter's middle name because mm-hmm. we have no idea what to do.
Well, the middle name is up for grabs. I mean, your daughter has probably already picked the first name at this point right now, which you have not revealed because you reserve the right to change.
Right. And we haven't done it. And I know a lot of people keep saying, like, they're like, it's hard to pick a middle name without a first name. I get it. But the minute I say it out loud, it's going to be the minute we change our minds. So right. I'm just holding off.
Listen, I wanted to sell the name. I really did. I tried. Mm-hmm. I put together my points, but pros and cons of, yep. of my pillow and mm-hmm. other things involved here, and right. I thought that baby needs, you know, padded support moving forward.
Right.
I saw it like NASCAR. Like, mm-hmm. we'll just get a banner on the side of this baby, but
right.
couldn't sell Anna and her husband Paul on the idea.
No. So you're going to choose. We have the final eight. We just had the first round. The bracket was the Italian round. It was Angela versus Josephine. Mm-hmm. Angela came out on top. She's moving. That name is moving to the final four. Next, we have the inspirational bracket.
Oh, okay.
And the names that were selected in the inspirational bracket?
I think it should be Grace.
Grace.
Mm.
Grace is a pretty name.
It is a pretty name. Yep. And, of course, as I told you, I was creepily looking at photos of Grace Kelly just the other day. And what a beauty she was.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking hot.
Yep.
Smoking hot.
And the other inspirational name that was suggested that made the final eight?
Good morning. I think her middle name should be Faith. F-A-I-T-H, Faith.
Faith.
And the funny part about Faith is that when I was much younger in elementary school, I remember we had an assignment in school where they asked us if you were going to name your baby, mm-hmm. what would you name your baby?
Because that's responsible to ask six-year-olds, put pressure on them to make sure that they're already thinking about procreating. Right.
And I remember I said Faith, and I don't know why I said Faith, but right. when she said that, I'm like, my gosh, I said that when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's strange. All right, so now we're going to take as many calls as we can in the next 3 minutes. Grace or Faith at 1-800-330-9999. Whatever one gets the most votes moves to the next round. Raven, what's your vote for?
Wow. Well, I don't want to be creepy with your kid. I like both those names, all right? But Grace Kelly was a
beauty.
I don't
want to be creepy with your kid, but I told you to fatten her up so I could sell more space on her skin as an endorsement to my pillow.
You know, they're both great names. They really are. And I like both of them. And I take notice whenever I meet somebody with either one of those names. Uh-huh. I have this warm feeling whenever I meet them. Mm-hmm. Like they're a positive person. But I'm going to go with Grace.
Okay.
Because Grace to me signifies beauty.
All right.
I'm going to go the opposite. Faith is my cousin's name. I actually really like that name. So I'm going to go with Faith.
Do you really like your cousin?
Yeah, she's all right.
Okay.
Right.
She's all right. She's okay.
She's all right. 50-50.
Yeah. Cool name.
All right. Call us now. 1-800-330-9999. We'll take as many votes as we can. So many phone calls and messages on Facebook coming in. Okay.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to calculate. So we're in the World Series of Middle Baby Names. 1-800-330-9999. We took as many votes. Yesterday, we narrowed it down to the final eight. Angela has already moved on to the final four. Right now, we're in our inspirational bracket. So it's Grace versus Faith. 1-800-330.
So inspirational.
99.99. So wind beneath my wings. All right. What should the middle name be, Grace or Faith?
I pick Grace.
Grace. Any reason why? Or you just you like that one better?
Well, it's my daughter's middle name, mm-hmm. number one. And number two, I think it goes great with any first name that you pick.
I thought you were going to say that you've also met Christian's cousin, and you're not a big fan.
Right.
Thanks for the call. And Aunt Raven, Grace or Faith?
Hi, I think Anna's baby name should be Grace.
Grace.
Thank
Got
you
it.
Very much. Anna and Raven, World Series of Baby Names, Grace or Faith?
Grace.
Got
Grace.
It.
And I have a middle name, Marie.
That is the middle name.
Grace is the middle name. Yeah. That's up for grabs. First name, I couldn't get her to sell it or give it up. But
right.
thank you for the call.
I refuse. Hi, Anna and Raven. Grace or Faith?
Grace.
All right. Thank you very much. Grace is kind of running away with us.
Yeah, let's see. Feel like there's a carload of people that are in there for it. Is it going to be Grace or Faith for the middle name of Anna's unborn child?
Grace all the way.
All the way.
Look at that.
Anna and Raven, World Series of Baby Names. Grace or Faith?
Grace.
Yeah, she's just trucking. Grace or Faith, what do you think?
Grace all the way.
We've got an early leader, I think, here, Anna, or a winner, anyways, for bracket number two.
I mean, we don't have to go any further. Grace had the last one at 21 votes, And Faith had 5 that we took as quickly as we could in those 3 minutes.
This is very exciting, man. I was pumped last night when the Red Sox won, but I'm equally pumped for the fact that we are making headway here. I love the fact that one listener was like, listen, I've got your baby's entire name. Right. This is what it's going to be.
All right, so making it to the next round, it's going to be Grace. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. we have Ray versus Star.
Ah, I love those. Yeah. I love those. The fame-influenced names.
Uh-huh. And then we have Elsa versus Lynn. Yep. It's going to be a tough one.
I think I've got a winner picked in that one right now. Right. I got to tell you right now.
That's coming up tomorrow morning, same time here on Star.